Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 20, eMalahleni and Rustenburg 23 degrees. Limpopo police have launched an investigative manhunt for suspects responsible for the illegal hunting of an elephant and subsequent poisoning that resulted in the death of numerous protected vultures in the Kruger National Park. Police spokesperson Malasela Ladwaba says poachers used a cable snare to trap the elephant and then laced the carcass with poison, which killed more than 100 vultures.
The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has strongly condemned this heinous act of wildlife crime. She has, however, assured the community that we have assembled a dedicated team to track down these perpetrators and bring them to justice.
Police, meanwhile, calling on two suspects wanted in the murder case of journalist Sibusiso Asiri Ndlovu and his partner to hand themselves over at their nearest police station. The couple's body was found near Mpumalanga this week. They'd been missing since February.
Communities who may know their whereabouts or may have information are advised to contact the investigating officer in this case, Lieutenant Colonel Maboko, on 072-030-2794. Wane is currently out on parole for rape.
That's police spokesperson Atlinda Mate. There's no load shedding expected this winter. That's at least according to Eskom. The power utility says the system remains stable for now. Spokesperson Daphne Mugwena.
Year to date, an average of 6,904 megawatts, equivalent to 14.76% of total generation capacity, has been under planned maintenance. This reflects a 3.32% increase compared to the same period last year.
The first group of white Afrikaners are expected to arrive in the United States via a refugee program over the next few days. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration aims to fly the initial cohort of about 50 to Virginia. Earlier this year, Trump criticized South Africa's land reform policies. Now, the South African government says it remains dedicated to constructive dialogue with the U.S. Spokesperson Crispin Piri.
South Africa reiterates that the allegations of discrimination are unfounded. The South African Police Service's statistics on farm-related crimes do not support allegations of violent crime targeted at farmers generally or to any particular.
To Sri Lanka, where an overcrowded bus carrying dozens of Buddhist pilgrims crashed this morning, killing 15 people and injuring at least 30 others. It's been described as the worst road accident in the country's history in decades. And India and Pakistan have accused each other of violations hours after they had agreed to a ceasefire brokered by the US. The agreement on a full and immediate ceasefire came after 4 days of cross-border strikes. I'm Chanel Satemba. More news to follow at 12.
Jacaranda FM Weekends. Be like.
It's unbreakable. It's unmistakable.
Be like.
Don't show up. Don't come out.
Be like. More music you love.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. There's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby